Musical and marital harmony are combining at Tanglewood this weekend.
Marriages are founded upon common interests and shared values, and music and the love of music and the love of performing music at a very high level, I think, is one of the foundations of our marriage.
Bruce Kozuma met his wife Livia Rotz in the early 1990s when they were both performing in the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. 25 years later, they are still with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and married, and apparently that's not uncommon. In fact, 17 married couples will be performing in a Tanglewood concert on Saturday.
The idea that there are so many married couples involved in a production is fantastic. We were aware of all of the couples within the orchestra, but it's neat to see that there are just as many within the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and the soloists and Maestro Nelson's as well.
You can count Kathy Basrack and her husband Tim Jenis among the lovebird couples. As Basrack mentioned, the BSO's music director Andres Nelson's will be conducting his wife Christine Opelias. She will sing the title role in Verdi's opera Aida. Jenis had been a timpanist with BSO for about 7 years when he met Basrack.
I had never seen her before, and so I thought she was a sub. And that was the first thing I asked her.
That didn't exactly hit a high note with Basrack, but it didn't end the song either.
I was probably a bit perturbed by his comments, but...
I was flustered.
It didn't prevent us from becoming very good friends and then continuing the relationship after that.
Yeah, we were friends for quite a while, and then, you know, one thing led to another. Here we are, married with kids.
Jenis does remember the first time he played with his future wife, though, as a member of the Boston Pops.
And that's probably when I had a better view of Kathy. Because the symphony is up and sort of to the right, and I can sort of look across the stage and see her.
Kozuma and Rotz got to know each other through a couple of chorus dinners, but it took Rotz's intentions to move to Germany to spark something more.
That was the cue for me to say, oh, I always wanted to talk to you, because now the pressure was off, I was never going to see her again. Lo and behold, she shows back up after coming back for Christmas break. Again, it was lucky for me that none of her closer friends were around. She came to dinner with myself and some of my friends, and things kind of proceeded from there.
The BSO says the concert was not planned to showcase marital bliss. A staffer just happened to notice it. Basrack, the assistant principal violist, says she and her husband sometimes take performing together for granted.
It's something that we have the opportunity to share and also then support each other, whether it's, you know, through solicited criticisms or, you know, help in preparation for solos or, you know, anything that's of importance that we have coming up.
Kozuma and Rotz say there are even more married couples, they just aren't performing Saturday.
Could be up to 20.
Saturday's performance begins at 8 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.